thank you and greetings, friends. John chapter 10, we read this great statement in verse 9, I am the door. And then in verse 10 or 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. This great statement that he as a good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep is worthy of much of our attention. He goes on to explain it, what it actually means that he giveth his life for the sheep. In verse 14 he says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. And then in verse 15 of John chapter 10 he says, as the Father knoweth me, now see, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Yes, God the Father and God the Son are interested and have done the utmost in order that the Lord Jesus would lay down his life for the sheep. And then in verse 17, he goes on further to explain, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me. No, he voluntarily, willingly went to the cross and died, laid down his life for you, friend, and for me. Have we thanked him for doing so? Just for me? Just for you? Have we made him our Savior by an act of faith on our part? Have we realized, yes, he did die for just me. He'd bear all of my own personal sins. And I go free now because he laid down his life voluntarily and willingly on the cross. Am I saved? Do I know him as my shepherd? Can I say, he is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He said, no man taketh it from me. I lay it down of myself, voluntarily. I have power to lay it down, the only one who ever did. And I have power to take it again, the only one who had that power. This commandment have I received of my Father. And then the people, they said, he hath a devil and is mad. And why hear ye him? And then others, some said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? So, the Lord Jesus goes on. And he said about these people who said he had a devil and he was mad and that he shouldn't be heard. He says in verse 22, and it was at Jerusalem the feast of the dedication, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews around about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. In other words, he pointed these inquirers, and we must give them credit. They were searching for the truth, and they were conscientious, they were earnest. And undoubtedly, when they asked him to tell them plainly, so that they would have no longer any doubt. But the Lord Jesus says, well, my works, they bear witness of me. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not. Now you see, there's only one trouble with these folk. And it's just the same trouble as with the folk today. What is the trouble with the people today in their relationship with the Lord Jesus? Just exactly what you have in verse 26, where the Lord Jesus himself, who's the only one who actually knows how far-reaching this truth is, the Lord himself said to these inquiring folk, the Jewish folk, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. And I said unto you, as I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now here's the great, great distinction that's carried down through the corridors of time, down to your day and mine. The great distinction between the two classes of people in this world and in God's sight and in many ways, there are only two classes of people in the entire human family. Those who believe in the Lord Jesus as Savior and those who believe not. Oh, my friend, which class? In which class are you? In which class am I? The Lord Jesus here plainly told these inquiring folk, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, the word of God. Do you listen to the word of God? Do you read the word of God? Do you put the word of God into operation in your life? Do you try to follow it in your life? Do you try to live it from day to day? Here is the crux of the matter. But ye believe not because you're not of my sheep. They've not ever believed in them. You see, it all turns on that tremendous word, believe. If we don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we're not any of his sheep. But ye believe not. Oh, my friend, have you believed? Or are you still believing not? My sheep, verse 27, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They know him. He said earlier in this chapter, they'll not, a stranger they will not follow, for they know not the voice of a stranger, but they know the shepherd's voice. Oh, yes. He calleth them by name. How intimate. He calleth his own sheep by name. He knows every one of them. And the good shepherd had every sheep named, and every sheep knew its name. Now he unfolds further the marvelous truth of the fact that I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Oh, listen to these marvelous words. In verse 28, he says, as a result of verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now he says, he further unfolds the marvelous truth, the eternal truth. Because here is an expression of an eternal truth that will last throughout life's journey in this world and on in and through and a never-ending eternity. Here is an eternal word. And I give unto them eternal life, not just normal life, natural life, but spiritual life, eternal life, his own life. I give unto them eternal life. That was his own life. He is from eternity past to eternity future, never ending. He always was. He never ceased to be. And they shall. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall. Shall what? Shall not perish. They shall never perish. Never. Never doesn't have an end. Oh, my friends, the marvels of knowing the Lord Jesus as your shepherd. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Eternal safety, eternal security. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Here is double security, friends. Positive double security. In the Lord's hands, and no one can pluck you out of that hand, his hand. And in the Father's hand, and no man is able to pluck out of his Father's hand. And then he says, in verse 30, the climax of it all, I and my Father are one. Oh, my friends, here is the eternal life of the believer in the good shepherd that gave his life for the sheep. Here's what it means that he gave his life on the cross. That the true believer in him is put in Christ, and you can never be separated from Christ if you've been put in Christ through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an operation of the Holy Spirit in the soul of the believer. The believer doesn't do it. He believes, and the Holy Spirit places you in Christ, and you can never be out, never perish. None can pluck us out of the Savior's hand, the Good Shepherd's hand. None can pluck us out of the Father's hand. And said he, I and my Father are one. And what happened? Did the Jewish folk, did the Gentile folk, did they believe on him then? No, then the Jews took up stones again to stone him, and the Gentiles were with them. They're all who failed to believe are all in the same class. They took up stones to stone him. Jesus answered, many good works have I showed you from my Father. From which of those works do you stone me? Ah, my friend, yes, he's done many good works. His greatest work was the cross on which he bled and died for you and me that we might have everlasting life. Friend, have you trusted Christ? Bless our country, Father. Bless our government. Bless all the activities in the states and over the world at large. Bless our president. Give him strength and health, wisdom in his great tasks of state and office. Bless his family. And we pray thee, Lord, for all the officials of government and for all the officials of state and cities and the mayors of the great city of our nation's capital, the mayor of our great city. O God, our Father, we pray thy blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior, our Good Shepherd. In his precious name, amen.